们感谢主，我们这次的灵恩会在圣餐礼完将要结束。
We thank Lord, after we completed the sacrament of the Holy Communion and our spiritual convocation, we will come to an end.
这是我们第一次在我们新购买的会堂来举办灵恩布道会。
This is the first time we conduct the Holy Communion in a new chapel.
我们看到我们搬到新的会堂不论各个设备都很方便。
We notice that we have new environments, it's very new equipment, and it's very convenient.
这确实也是神的恩典。
It is indeed the blessing of God.
圣经说，人有愿做的心，就蒙神悦纳。
If a person has a devoted heart, and you'll be accepted by the Lord.
几年来我们教会一批爱主的同龄一直为着寻找更适合的会堂在努力。
In the past years, brothers, sisters, those brothers who love the Lord, have been trying their best, seeking for a suitable chapel.
神看我们的心。
And the Lord examines our hearts.
神成全我们的心愿。
And He fulfills our wish.
为着让他的名能够得到荣耀。
In order to glorify His name.
所以我们这一次在这里举办灵恩布道会，我们大家都充满着感谢的心。
During this opportunity, when we hold the spiritual convocation, we are full of thanksgiving.
但是，我们搬到新的会堂，应该不只是说为着方便。
However, moving to this new chapel is not just for convenience.
应该有一个更崇高的属灵理想。
We should have a higher spiritual goal.
我们大家下一个阶段就是要为这个属灵的理想来努力。
So our next stage is to accomplish this goal.
那这个属灵的理想就是主耶稣来世界的理想。
So this spiritual goal is also the purpose of Jesus Christ coming to this world.
也是他升天以前交托门徒的一个理想。
Prior to his ascension, Jesus Christ commissioned the disciples to accomplish his goal.
诸位，如果我们想想我们生养自己的孩子，他没有理想，你会怎么办？
Brothers and sisters, if your child has no goal, what will you feel about it?
我们是很担心的。
And we are very worried.
诸位，如果我们的天父看我们活在地上没有理想，我们的天父会什么感觉？
Again, if our Father in heaven notice us on earth without any goal, what will he think?
我想天父在每个人的心里面都可以看到我们的理想。
Our Father can examine our goal and aim.
常常我们在地上有很多的理想。
On this earth, we have a lot of goals, a lot of plans.
所以为着达到我们的理想，大家非常的忙碌。
Therefore, we are very busy to trying to fulfill our goal.
但是当天父要再深入的看我们有没有属灵的理想。
But our Father wants to take a close look of whether we have the spiritual goal.
那每一个人的答案就不太一样。
Then every one of us may have different answers.
今天我们在这里领受圣餐。
And today we partake the Holy Communion.
我们要来感受主耶稣来到世界的心境。
We will sense to the mind of Jesus Christ when coming to this earth.
因为主耶稣愿意来到世界，完成神托付他的一个目标，是从他的心发出来的。
And Jesus Christ come to this world willingly to fulfill the goal of the Father is from his inner heart.
我们发现主耶稣用三年半的时间来训练门徒。
Jesus Christ spent 3.5 years to train his disciples.
主要不是训练传福音的技巧。
The purpose is not to teach them the skills of evangelism.
主要是要训练他们的生命。
The purpose is to train them to live in a different life.
是要训练那看不见里面那个心。
To train their mind which cannot be seen.
人一生的果效是从心发出。
And because the result of a man is from his heart, from his motivation.
是最重要的。
Therefore, heart is very important.
主耶稣来世界三十几年。
Jesus Christ only lived on this earth for 30-some years.
他真正出来做工只有三年半。
He spent only 3.5 years at work.
但是这个三年半是多么的美。
But this 3.5 years is the most beautiful moment of Jesus.
是多么的感动人,
and it's so touching.
是多么的吸引人,
and it does attract a lot of people.
是多么的完全,
and it's so perfect and complete.
这个3.5年的生活是从他的心发出来的,
so this 3.5 years of life is from his heart.
我们看保罗的一生,
let's take a look at Paul's life.
他说：“那美好的仗我打过了。”
I've competed. I've fought the good battle.
所信的道我守住了。
And I keep the words. I kept the words.
我跑进了。
Yeah, I've completed the journey.
这个是他对人生的结论。
This is the summary of his life.
但是我们在保罗的书信里面可以看到保罗的心。
But in the epistles written by Paul, we can see his heart.
他人生的结论是从他的心发出来。
And when he draws the conclusion of his life, we can see it's from his motivations, from his heart.
那保罗的心是什么心？
So what is the mind of Paul?
就是基督的心。
Which is also the mind of Christ.
所以今天我们来领受圣餐。
So today, when we partake the Holy Communion,
我们要一起来想基督的心是什么。
We'll meditate what is the mind of Christ.
让我们来追求基督的心成形在我们心里面。
So we can pursue for the heart of Christ in order to be dwell in our heart as well.
让我们用基督的心来完成基督为我们的托付。
And then we'll accomplish the mind of Christ as commissioned.
是我们在这里不但有很好的硬体会堂, 我们更有荣耀神的教会。
Not only we have this chapel, which is the hardware, and also we can glorify the name of God.
我们请看腓立比书。
Let's refer to the epistle to the Philippians.
腓立比书第2章第5节。
Chapter 2, verse 5.
腓立比书第2章第5节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
你们应当以基督的心为心。
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个地方说, 我们要以基督的心为心。
And the author says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
这个表示我们一个追求的目标。
This is the goal that we should pursue for.
第6节。
Verse 6.
他本有神的形象, 不只以自己与神同等为强夺。 第7节。
7.
反倒虚己, 取了奴仆的形象, 成为人的样式。
Who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of servant and coming in the likeness of man.
这一节圣经节告诉我们有两种形象。
There are two different kinds of images.
一个是神的形象。
The image of God.
一个是奴仆的形象。
And also the form of a servant.
奴仆是卑微的。
And servant is minute.
神是尊贵的。
But God is elegant and honorable.
我们虽然是一个人,
although we are human beings.
但是我们常常, 要把自己当作神。
A lot of time we try to be in the, we think that we can play God. We are God.
被人注意, 被人崇拜, 被人荣耀。
So we can be glorified by the others.
但是主耶稣是神。
But Jesus Christ is God.
他不以神同等为强夺。
And by making himself of no reputation.
就是不把自己看作跟神一样。
Did not consider robbery to be equal with God.
因此他能够虚己。
Therefore, he can humble himself.
这个虚己就是把它倒空。
Humility means pouring out everything.
我们仔细看一个人有什么, 很容易发现。
It's very easy for us to detect the possession of a person.
你只要从他讲的话里面, 你从他动作里面, 你就可以发现他有什么。
You can notice what he possesses from the speech, from his speech, also from his actions.
但是当一个人虚己就倒空, 倒出来, 没有了。
And when the person tries to deny himself and tries to envy himself, and he has nothing left. So this is the mind of Jesus Christ.
所以他成为人,
so Jesus Christ is in the form of man.
他把那个天上的荣耀, 那天上天使的赞美荣华, 倒出来了。
And he emptied the praises and the glory in heaven.
所以他有办法往下降, 降变成 奴仆,
so he'll be able to descend to this earth and become a servant.
这样才有办法来拯救人。
Then he's be able to save.
今天我们要服侍神。
Today, we're going to serve the Lord.
像主耶稣这种虚极、倒空、降下成为仆人。
So just like Jesus Christ coming to this earth to empty himself.
我们先来看马太福音第九章。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 9.
好，马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
35节。
Verse 35.
马太第九章35节。
Matthew chapter 9, verse 35.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。36节。
36。
他看许多人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人。
And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd.
主耶稣有神的形象。
Jesus Christ has the image of God.
但是他要走遍各城各乡，接触各样不同的人。
But he went about all the cities and villages to contact different kinds of people.
他必须要往下降。
And he tried to descend.
他才有办法跟人混在一起。
Then he will be able to mingle with the others.
当然这个就是从爱来的。
And this is due to his love.
所以基督的爱把神的爱很清楚地表现出来。
So Christ clearly manifested the love of God.
那今天这个对我们什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to us?
我们大家为着神的工作发展，我们需要往下降。
We also have to humble ourselves.
我们在美国社会工作久了都越爬越高。
In the American society, we are climbing up to a very high rank.
生活水准也很高。
And also we live in a very high standard of living.
但是我们要传福音要往下降。
However, when we spread the gospel, we ought to humble ourselves.
跟每一个不同的人接触。
So we can contact and interface with different kind of people.
好像主耶稣下来跟每一个不同的人接触，把神的爱、神的恩典接触。
Just like Jesus Christ descend from heaven and live among people.
所以我们看主耶稣的生活，他没有一个足安乐窝的那种理想。
He never had the idea to build a beautiful home.
狐狸有巢，飞鸟有洞，连放枕头都没有。
The foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the Son of Man have no place to even to lay his head.
那如果我们真的要效法基督
，So if we want to follow the example of Jesus Christ,
有基督的心
，and we have the mind of Jesus Christ,
那我们要把这个世界的理想要降低。
And we ought to lower the standard of this world.
有这个世界的理想降低，我们才能够往外去跟人接触。
Then we will be able to contact the others, to interface with the others.
因为我们世界理想一提高，
if we try to raise the secular standard,
我们的时间精力就会往那个地方去。
Then we spend more time and effort to pursue our physical needs.
那我们要周游各乡，我们要去传福音就没有了，没有时间，没有精力。
Not possible for us to travel to all the cities and villages to preach.
所以效法基督看起来是很抽象的，实际是很具体的。
It seems that following Jesus is kind of abstractive, but it is very significant.
走遍各个角落，跟每一个人接触，传福音给他。
Just like what Jesus had done, went about all the cities and villages, teaching the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, etc.
但是这是要从内心开始。
But it has to be from our mind, from our own motivation.
像主耶稣一样，从天上到地上，从地上到仆人。
Just like Christ, coming from heaven and acted like a servant.
所以，我们再看这个腓立比书的第二章。
Let's continue to read Philippians chapter 2,
第八节
，verse 8.
他既有人的样式，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross.
这是在讲主耶稣舍己。
And it talks about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his denial.
他在降，从仆人降到罪人。
And he humbled himself to be a servant.
从仆人降到罪人
and comes to the lowest position.
罪人
and became a sinner.
好像罪人一样被钉在十字架上。
And he was like a sinner to be crucified.
这是主耶稣牺牲最大的一个地方。
And this is his greatest sacrifice.
所以他有办法救人。
then he will be able to save the life of the others.
因为他愿意牺牲。
Because he wants to sacrifice.
如果今天主耶稣传了很美妙的理论。
If Jesus Christ preached beautiful sermons and teachings.
那他病死了。
And he died of sickness.
或者说他直接升天了。
Or he ascended directly to heaven.
今天主耶稣能够吸引这么多人吗？
Will he be able to attract so many people?
主耶稣说。
Jesus said,
我被举起来，我要吸引万人来归我。
When I was lifted up, and a lot of I would draw a lot of people to me.
就是指着钉十字架说。
And he refers to crucifixion.
钉十字架是痛苦的。
And crucifixion is painful.
主耶稣在十字架是经历灵魂体的痛苦。
Well, so the cross, Jesus went through the suffering of the soul, spirit, and also physical.
这个痛苦是我们没有经历过的。
And we never went through this kind of suffering and pain.
这是一种苦杯。
And this is a bitter cup.
这是主耶稣自己选择要喝的苦杯。
And he chose to drink this bitter cup.
当然天父要他喝，但是他选择顺服天父。
And of course, Heavenly Father asked him to drink, and he also accepted willingly.
所以他牺牲到底。
And Jesus sacrificed his life until the end.
他的牺牲就在他的受苦中表现出来。
And his suffering, his sacrifice, manifested in his suffering.
所以今天我们爱神有多少？
And how much do we love God?
有时候我们常常听人在讲啊。
Sometimes we may hear other people saying.
我说你好辛苦啊。
You work very hard.
我觉得是非常不好意思。
And we are very embarrassed.
如果我们现在做工跟保罗时代做工，我们真的受苦什么？
If we try to compare with the effort of Paul, it is actually incomparable.
如果我们的辛苦跟主耶稣来比，我们要算什么？
If we compare with the labor of Jesus Christ, it is insignificant.
所以当我们认识基督的苦越多，
the more we understand the suffering of Jesus,
我们越有一个亏欠感。
And the more I will regret.
他为我做这么多。
And he has done so much for me.
牺牲这么多。
And he sacrificed a lot for me.
我为他做什么。
And how much did I repay him?
你看我们每一天很辛苦。
We may work very hard every day.
但是是为什么？
Very tiresome. And what are we working for?
到最后的结论不是为自己吗？
Do we just simply work for ourselves, for our own benefit?
但是我们爱主耶稣。
However, we love Jesus.
到底我们为主耶稣辛苦多少？
And how much do we suffer for him?
这是我们在领受圣餐要思考一个问题。
This is something we should consider, we should ponder.
心里有一个对神的亏欠感。
As long as we feel that we are in the lackage.
那这样我们在领受圣餐才能够立志怎么来做。
Then we can make a determination of what we are supposed to do.
有几个具体的建议。
Let me give you some constructive suggestions.
第一个。
Firstly,
我们现在这个会堂。
This chapel,
还少了几十万的美金。
We are still in the shortage of fund to pay back our loan.
这个是信心所做的功夫。
This is the work of faith.
但是我们每一个人要爱主。
Everybody should love God.
有神的爱在感动我们。
We are moved and motivated by the love of God.
出于爱神的心，我们尽量的努力。
We will try our hard.
付完越好。
To pay off the loan. As soon as possible.
我知道有一个教会在盖会堂。
We know when there was a church building the chapel.
他们教会几个负责人就在商量。
And the council members had a discussion.
他们要本来换更大的房子。
They planned to change to a bigger chapel, larger chapel.
他们说我们现在不能做。
And financially, they found that it's impossible, not possible.
我们要先把教会弄起来再来。
We have to build up the church first.
我听得很感动。
And I'm so touched.
这个就是一种亏欠。主的心
This is the heart of you in the lack.
就是爱主的心
And it's the heart of loving God.
人的钱在哪里，人的心就在哪里。
Whatever the money is and your heart is, and your mind is set on your money.
这是甘心乐意的。
And they do it spontaneously.
所以我们在教会里面，我们的奉献从来都是甘心乐意。
So we always contribute spontaneously.
那我们在奉献不是用比较的。
We don't compare with the contribution.
我教会欠多少，那几个信徒除一下，那我应该负担多少。
We don't just divide the contribution among the others.
寡妇只献两个小钱。
The widow only contributed 2 pennies.
主耶稣说他献的最多。
But Jesus praised her that she contributed the most.
因为我们的奉献要照神给我们的多少来算。
We contribute according to what we have received from the Lord.
那这样来回报神的爱。
In order to repay the love of God.
但除了这个重要，更重要的。
Secondly, besides of this,
我们要做好我们的宣道工作。
And we should do well in the evangelical works.
求主与我们同工。
May the Lord be with us.
让我们这个地方有更多神的选民。
So we can have more chosen ones join our family.
那除了宣道的工作之外，
besides of the evangelical works,
我们要注重祷告。
We also should focus in prayer.
如果我们知道传福音是这么困难，我们更要注重祷告。
If we realize evangelical works is so difficult, that we should spend more effort in prayer.
要带着神的权柄跟能力。
We should have the power and the authority of the Lord to preach.
这个使徒时代的给我们一个榜样。
The apostolic church is a role model.
计划是好的。
Of course, we need to plan.
出去传福音也是好的。
Of course, we should outreach.
但是要注重神的权柄。
But we have to also focus in the authority of God.
所以我们要传福音一定要祷告。
And we should preach always before we outreach.
我们教会要带动祷告。
The church should also lead in prayer.
这样我们圣工才能够突破。
And then we may have, then we can have a breakthrough in evangelism.
那第三个就是我们要是每一个信徒的灵性能够往上成长。
And every member's spirituality should be uplifted.
因为教会的荣耀是显在每一个信徒的身上。
The glory of the church is manifested by each member.
如果每一个人有基督的形象，我们这个教会就能够荣耀神。
If each member has the image of Christ, then the name of God will be glorified.
这是我们牧养的一个目标。
This is a target in pastoring.
所以我们在领受圣餐之前，
So prior to the partaking of the Holy Communion,
我们要一起来立志。
And we should make determination.
怎么样来爱神。
And how are we going to love God?
是我们在这里圣工更加的发展。
So we can, so our sacred works will prosper.
好，我们先来祝谢。
Now we're going to consecrate the bread.
这个是一个无酵饼。
This is the unleavened bread.
无酵就是无罪。
Unleavened bread is without fermentation means is sinless.
基督的身体没有罪。
Because the body of Christ is blameless.
所以凡是在本教会接受赦罪洗礼的才领受。
Those who accept the correct water baptism in our church may partake.
那我们领受的时候要审查。
Before we partake the bread, we have to examine ourselves.
如果有什么亏欠的地方，求神赦免。
If anything that's against the Lord, we ask for the forgiveness.
良心平安才接受。
And if you have peace in your conscience, then you may partake.
我们先来一起跪下。
Let's kneel down to consecrate the bread.
奉主耶稣的圣名祝谢。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你非常的爱我们。
Thou love us so much indeed.
虽然我们远离了你。
Although we astray from thee.
好像浪子离开了父亲。
Just like the prodigal sons.
但是你爱我们没有改变。
But thy love is never changed.
你看到我们的生活困苦流离。
Thou notice that we are roaming.
你要救我们进入你的国度。
Thou wanted to save us into thy kingdom.
来享受你丰盛的恩典。
To enjoy thy abundant blessing.
你成为人来地上。
Thou came to this world in flesh.
你没有为自己的好处着想。
Thou came to this world not for thy own benefit.
你为着要救我们。
In order to save us.
你牺牲一切你所有的。
Thou sacrificed everything for us.
你牺牲到底。
Thou sacrificed until the end.
最后的一刻。
Until the very last moment.
最后的一滴血。
Until you shed your last drop of blood.
主，你爱我们的爱何等的大。
Lord, thy love is so great.
主，在你的爱之下，我们是何等的亏欠。
And in the Lord, we are in lack of.
求主耶稣，你感动我们。
May the Lord move us.
让我们立下一个志向。
So we can make a determination.
靠着你的帮助。
And with thy help.
你爱的感动。
With the move of thy love.
让我们能够尽力的爱你。
So we can try our best to love thee.
像你一样尽力的爱我们。
And in the likeness of thee, and we'll try our best.
主耶稣，求你的圣灵运行在这个饼成为你的身体。
May the Spirit move and this bread can be spiritually converted to thy body.
让我们领受之后，末日得以复活，与你在天国享受永远的福乐。
We partake the bread, and during the end time, we can resurrect and be with thee.
主，我们感谢你。
Once again, Lord, we thank thee.
愿荣耀都归于你的名。
May all the glory be given to thy name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们现在来唱诗416首。啊，请黄传道陈执事来拨饼。
Let's sing hymn 416.